have wanted to bring you up to date on some of the activities of other dear friends who have gone on. Leanne Overton is making her career in New York City, and she promises to send for us when she's famous.
Or when we're famous.
Or when we're famous. And she's starting Dear Friends East. And Mark Graff writes to us from Miami, where he's now with Miami Opera, and that's Dear Friends South. And what we're about to do, he probably wouldn't have approved of. In the 19th century, for a young lady to be considered truly accomplished, and of course to enhance her prospects for marriage, she was expected to dance and to speak French and to display at least some musical talent. Now, if she didn't have a particularly sweet voice, ability at the piano would have to suffice. While parlor performances were sometimes criticized by curmudgeons and spinsters as being a man trap practiced only by fortune hunters, the piano duet flourished as a perfectly reasonable mode of courtship. And Ricardo Schultz is with us. He appeared in an early concert season. He joins us, joining the pianist already on stage, to engage in a 10-hand performance.